Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Phil Cabaretta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The first baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Neal. Batting sixth. The catcher, Don Paget. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nanny Fernandez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Sain. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Sain. And now, play ball. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a fly ball into center field. Cabaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cabaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rickard moves to third. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing strikes out. There goes Rickard. He's safe. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Holmes moves to second. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget hits a fly ball into left field. Rickert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nani Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Holmes scores. Neal moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is walked intentionally. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Neal scores. Fernandez moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Braves. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-1 in the game. Culler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Culler reaches second base with a double. Fernandez scores. Sain moves to third. It's 3-1, Braves. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Rickert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cecil Garriott pinch hits for Hank Borowy. Cecil Garriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garriott is called out on strikes. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-1 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop. Lowry reaches second base with a double. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-1 in the game. Waitkus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Chipman now pitching. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-1 in the game. Hop strikes out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holmes moves to third. Phil Massey pinch hits for Don Paget. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Neal moves to second. Nani Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Holmes scores. Neal moves to third. Massey moves to second. It's 4-1, Braves. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal scores. Massey scores. Fernandez moves to third. It's 6-1, Braves. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ryan. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Ryan steals second. Russ Bowers now pitching. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sain hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fernandez scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Braves. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater now playing center field. Phil Massey now catching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Neil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Neil. Skeffing reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Braves. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Gillenwater reaches second base with a double. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Holmes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tommy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Massey moves to second. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ryan bunts for an out with unknown description. Massey moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Sain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Massey scores. Fernandez moves to third. It's 8-2, Braves. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Culler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fernandez scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Braves. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark now playing shortstop. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Holmes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Gillenwater moves to second. One out. Tommy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Skeffing for a passed ball. Gillenwater moves to third. Tommy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gillenwater scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-2, Braves. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Massey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Russ Bowers. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. High Bithorn now pitching. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ryan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Sain bunts towards the mound. Bithorn fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bithorn. Ryan moves to third. Sain moves to second. Vern Olsen now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive towards third. Lowry catches it and steps on third to double up Ryan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sain fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lowry moves to third. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rickard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-4 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gillenwater moves to second. Tommy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson is hit by the pitch. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Vern Olsen. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.